Network.
The crappie in eastern South Dakota is making progress. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kira Hart has more.
Peterson Farm Seed Eastern South Dakota sales manager Cody Olson says corn is developing all right.
Certainly in some areas, over in that northeast part, eastern part of the state, over by Watertown area, Millbank area, they did get some nice rainfall, really set the corn up looking really good. And even down by Yankton, for the amount of rain, I think they had a total of 7 inches of rainfall this entire year since planting, and they actually are sitting really good. They started on silage cutting this week, and they're hoping for another shot of rain that really pulled that corn yield in.
Soybean pods are swelled up, but not filling as well as the pods should this time of the year.
Usually you want about an inch and a half to finish off those beans up in late August, and then really give you that good, nice pod fill. So we're hoping for that, and I'm just praying that we get some rain this weekend.
While there's still a few weeks left of the growing season, Olson says farmers are also thinking ahead to 2022.
Kind of getting excited about what they're purchasing for next year, and they might be making some smarter tillage practices, fertilizer rates. It'll be a learning aspect for us, but I think we'll do our job to keep management to a minimal and keeping our water level there. Really choosing that right hybrid to really help perform on your field.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
Silent.